Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Rose here. And once again, I'd like to welcome you to Transformation Tuesday. While we're waiting for other calls, I hear all the calls coming in. I wanted to just briefly thank those of you who have messaged me or emailed me about topics that you would like for me to cover in upcoming Transformation Tuesday. I want you to know that I have received those messages. Some of the things that you guys have required are topics about balancing one's life well, you know, helping, being in the helping professions or dating in midlife or releasing adult children while maintaining a new improved relationship with them. And these are all great topics, and there are more that you guys have sent to me, and I will be periodically just addressing these during our Transformation Tuesday. So I wanted you guys to just hold tight and know that I am receiving these messages, and I thoroughly appreciate you providing me with the feedback that you have. So I want to get started with Transformation Tuesday today. So in the next 10 to 15 minutes, it's my desire, as it always is, to plant a seed within you and nourish you with words and thoughts that will help cultivate that seed and help you guys get from where you are to where you want to be. Because if you've made it to call in at 7 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, I know you've already made that decision within yourself to start living your life in full bloom. So I want to get started today. Today's topic is how to attract abundance in your life. And I added a little teaser and three easy steps, and we'll get back to that teaser shortly. But I want to talk about abundance. What is abundance? One of the things that I think people confuse when they hear the word abundance, people automatically just associate it with attracting goodness in our life, some type of goodness in our life. And while, you know, most of us attract associate it with goodness, the truth is that each and one of mine this morning are attracting abundance in your life on a daily basis. Now, the question is it abundance that you desire or is it abundance that you would prefer not to have in your life? By very definition, abundance is a very large quantity of something. So where we all, and I think I can speak safely for all of us, desire to have abundance of positive things in our life, be it abundance of good relationships, of abundance of finance, of abundance of good health, the truth is that every day that we wake up, we make a decision of what type of abundance we're going to attract. So most of you on this call here may be attracting abundance that you don't desire in your life, a very large quantity of something that you don't desire, be it dissatisfaction or unfulfillment or unsatisfying relationships. So today I want to talk about how you can start attracting the type of abundance you desire, whatever that abundance is. So some questions I want you to ask is, what is your default setting when it comes to your thoughts, your emotions, and the language that you use? Because this is going to take us back to the three steps that we are going to need to just really incorporate in our lives to start attracting what it is that we want. So I just want to share just personally, every major breakthrough that I've had in life where I've attracted the abundance that I wanted to attract in my life, be it having the opportunity to provide commentary on the Oprah Winfrey Show and meet her, as well as other two encounters I've had with her and her production company, or be it attracting the love of my life. All of those major breakthroughs that I've had have been times where I've been in a good space with my emotions, with the words that I speak on a daily basis, with the thoughts that I have, with being really present in the moment. And to the contrary of that, all the major things that I've had in my life that I didn't really desire, you know, just unsatisfying things, unfulfilling things, have been times when I've been in a space that was not in a good space when it comes to the words that I'm speaking, the emotions that I'm feeling, or the thoughts that I'm thinking. So the three steps, the three things that I want you guys to really start paying attention to when it comes to just your everyday life is, what are the words that you speak? What are the thoughts that you're thinking on a daily basis? And we talked about this in one of the previous recordings, and we'll get back to that. And what are the emotions that you typically feel? Even when you woke up this morning, what were some of the first thoughts that you had? Was it a thought, a affirming thought of, you know, you're going to start this day out and really wanting to attract the goodness in your life, you know? Or was it a thought of, oh, my gosh, the holiday weekend is over, here's another day? What were the emotions that you felt, and what were the words that you speak? So let's start, first of all, with just how important it is to attract abundance in your life, how dependent it is on what words you speak. Think about the words, that, the language that you use on a daily basis. One of the things I share in my book, Bloom's Seven Steps to Personal Transformation, is how the two most powerful words in the English language are the words I am, I am. The words I am are, I want you to start considering those like you are placing an order. So it's like going to a restaurant and placing an order for a steak and you get chicken back. That's not what you ordered. Anything you put after the two words I am, it's like placing an order. Placing an order to the universe to say, give me that back. So every time you think I am tired or I am broke or I am sick, you are a affirming more of that. And I know you don't want to do that. This is stuff we weren't taught early on. You know, schools didn't teach us about the power of words because it's not something tangible. You know, we learned the three R's, but the power of words is just something that we did not learn. I mentor a group of young girls with a physician, and she's a medical physician, an OBGYN, actually. And we had a recent conversation where she shared what I already know is true. She said the majority of her patients, those who speak of illness the most, are the ones who are most sick. And it doesn't matter what their diagnosis is. It has more to do about the words that they speak. So the ones who are always having conversations with family members, friends, coworkers about how sick they are the ones who tend to have the more illness in life. It's just, you know, the law of attraction. So I want you guys to start thinking about that. I can remember a client years ago when I wanted him to start really using language in a more positive way and using the words I am and to state things like I am abundant, I am healthy, I am happy, I am fulfilled in my job, I am fulfilled in my relationship. And I can remember him saying, you know, I can't do that. I'm not going to stand in front of a mirror or drive to work speaking these words affirmatively because it just sounds too goofy to me. And I told him, you're affirming every single day. When you wake up and say, I am so tired, I am so sick of this job, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this debt. Those are all affirming words that many of us can relate to using on a daily basis, but we don't realize that the effect these words have is really cutting off the abundance that really wants to come to us. So really, step one is to really start zoning in, keying in, and using your default settings. When I say default setting, think about your computers. Think about everything in life, but most of us now are, you know, really merged with technology. Everything has a default setting, even people. So what's your default setting? Is your default setting automatically to go to negative, non-affirming words? Ask yourself that, because many people are. Many people, the first thing that comes out their mouth is going to be a negative. And again, that cuts off your lifeline to abundance. What I want you to remember is what you affirm in life, you confirm in life. Again, what you affirm, you're going to confirm. So every word you speak has the power of bringing abundance in your life. That abundance is going to either be abundance that you are overjoyed and thrilled with, or abundance that you want to send, you know, pack its bag and send it running away. But it's up to you if you're going to maintain whatever state that is. The second step is, what thoughts are you thinking? Now, those of you who joined me a few weeks ago, we talked about just the power of thoughts and how thinking and overthinking has become really the illness of our generation here, because we overthink everything, and people will really attract a lot of negative abundance into their life by thinking thoughts that are not affirming as well. So if you're on your way to work and your thought process is how horrible the day is going to be, or if you're thinking about maybe the disagreement you had with someone the day before and how you're going to go and make, you know, prove that you're right in this argument, thoughts can really affect just the frequency that we're on. Because one of the things I want you guys to understand is that abundance has a frequency. It's just like the radio station that you tune into. If you're going to try to tune into 92.3, you're going to have to go to that frequency, and that's what's going to come back to you. So when you're tuning in with your thoughts and your words to something negative, some negative is not going to attract the positive abundance that you want in your life. And you'll know what frequency you're on in regards to that abundance by fruit that your daily life is bearing. What fruit are you bearing in your daily life? Is it stuff that you want or stuff that you don't want? So getting back to step two of really honing in on your thought process and what you are thinking. Start intently and consciously aware, putting conscious awareness into what thoughts you think on a daily basis. And if you find yourself drifting off into a thought pattern that is negative, that is not affirming, that is not going to attract the abundance that you want in your life, I want it off and to cut it off there and to become more present, not to spend a whole lot of time thinking about things that are not going to be beneficial to you, but to spend more time just in the present, in the moment, and really honing into getting in alignment with the frequency that's going to bring what you want out of life. And the third step, which is extremely important, is your emotions. What emotions do you connect to most often on a daily basis? Is it one of joy, bliss? Is it one of prosperity? Or do you find yourself tapping into the emotions of despair or sadness, boredom or frustration, worry, anger, pessimism? Most of us have on our phones or our car systems what the GPS system, you know, the global positioning system. I like to consider our emotions our EPS system, our emotional positioning system, because depending on the emotion you are feeling, ask yourself right now, what emotion are you experiencing or feeling at this moment? That is going to tell you if you're headed in the right direction for attracting positive abundance in your life, or if you're headed in the direction where the abundance you're going to attract is abundance you don't want in your life. So if you're feeling bliss, happiness, enthusiasm, hopefulness, pride, excitement with life, if you're experiencing contentment or confidence or connectedness or appreciation, that's the frequency that's going to give you that in return. You're going to send that out there, that frequency out there, and then you're going to be just blessed in return with an abundance of experiences and an abundance of situations that are going to magnify these emotions. Conversely, again, if your emotional set point, if your emotional default setting is one of just frustration, worry, fear, disappointment, insecurity, loneliness, or despair, this is the frequency you're tuning in to what you're going to get in return. So ask yourself on a daily basis, what emotion am I tuning into at this moment? And if it's not an emotion that is in alignment with attracting what it is you want from life, you need to stop at that moment and do whatever you can to put yourself back into an emotional state that's going to yield the harvest that you want, that's going to help cultivate the seed of just transformation that you desire in your life. So to go over it again, the first step, be very conscious of the words that you speak, especially the words that are beginning with the I am. Be very conscious of that, and understanding every word that comes out your mouth is placing an order for either abundance that you desire or abundance that you really don't want. Step two is be very conscious of the thoughts that you think. And also, how much thinking are you doing? Is it a lot of just unnecessary thinking? As I mentioned in previous calls, thinking has two points to it, to create strategy or to plan. But we have turned this beautiful gift of thought that God gave us into a monster because we spend so much time thinking about worst-case scenarios or what if this happens, and really catastrophizing over things that we're going to attract in our lives just by giving thought to it. So if your thoughts are not affirming, If your thoughts have nothing to do with really helping you position yourself in a place where you're going to attract all that good abundance, disconnect from that and learn to be more purposeful in your thought as well as your actions. And lastly, the emotions that you feel, the emotions that you feel. I've shared the story before about having a client before where a parent had told her, don't expect to have a good life. It's not intended for people like us. So this person's emotional set point, her whole life was one of frustration, despair, mediocrity. And this is what she continued to attract into her life until she made a conscious, deliberate decision to say, you know what? I'm going to change this emotional set point. I desire bliss. So I'm going to create bliss in my life right now. I desire happiness. So I'm going to create happiness in my life right now. I desire connectedness and hopefulness and satisfaction and excitement. And she started just really designing a life for herself where this was her default setting. This was her set point, one of love, of joy, of passion, of enthusiasm, of optimism. And you would just be amazed that effortlessly, and this is the point that I'd like to give you guys, just in all of the Transformation Tuesday talks that we have, when you really hone into just this way of living life, connect yourself to just the natural rhythm and flow of things by even following these three steps and the other steps that I share in other calls, you will be amazed at how effortless things just start happening in your life. Blessings just start coming to you because you find yourself in the natural flow and natural rhythm of life. You're not fighting against life like many of us have been, you know, conditioned to do, to fight against it. We're the only people on animals or beings on the face of this earth that fight against the natural rhythm and natural flow of things. And when you find yourself just really getting in alignment, and doing these things, speaking words of affirmation, thinking thoughts and being present that are affirming and really honing into emotions, these good feeling emotions that's going to attract the same things in life, you will be amazed at how effortless things just occur for you. It's like you have stumbled across just a storehouse of blessings and you have a smorgasbord of blessings and you have your choice of whatever it is that you want. But this requires us to challenge the way we've traditionally done things. And this is what I want you all to do. This is what I challenge. This is my challenge for you guys this week, is to make a conscious, deliberate effort to speak affirming words, to really be consciously aware of the thought that you're thinking, and to tune into the emotions that make you feel good. When you find yourself in an emotion that doesn't feel good, do whatever you need to do to get yourself out of that emotion. It could be playing music. It could be, you know, playing with a child. It could be going out and getting in touch with nature. Whatever you need to do to get yourself out of these negative, non-affirming emotions and back on the side of the good-feeling emotions, which is going to allow you to really harvest so much positive abundance in your life, you will be just amazed at the transformation that occurs in your life. So, again, the three steps, words you speak, thoughts you think, and emotions that you feel. I'm going to post this recording online as well for those of you who may want to listen to it again. If you have any questions for me, comments, or experiences that you have during the week, I want you to share those with me, especially things if you find yourself doing things a different way and having positive effects as a result of that. Please share that with me. I welcome all of that feedback. So I want you to really make a commitment these weeks to follow these three steps and join me next week. Invite your friends to join me and forward any comments or questions or requests that you may have or other topics you may want me to cover at my email, drrosemolton@gmail.com. And if you join my mailing list by going to my website, drrosemolton.com, you will automatically receive updates on any additional calls that I may be doing. Just to stay in touch with me, I appreciate that. And just as a reminder, my Ladies First Bloom 7 Steps of Personal Transformation, which covers a lot of the material that we share during these calls, is available. You can go to my website or Amazon.com to order. And for a limited time, those of you who order, you'll also receive weekly motivational text messages with your purchase. But in closing, I again want to thank you all for honoring me with your time this morning, because as I said before, there's nothing that I'm more purposeful or passionate about than planting the seeds of possibility
in the lives and minds of others. I encourage you all to get out there, try doing things a different way to get different results. Thank you all. I look forward to seeing you and speaking with you all next week. Now get out there and let that seed that we planted this morning take root and start living your life in full bloom. Bye-bye.